Yeah, kicking off this Marxism 2015 special broadcast of Radio Resistance Chesterfield, just as Marxism itself is kicked off with a version of the Internationale. This version is by Eugene Potier and Pierre de Jeter. Now, I hear you ask, what is Marxism 2015? Well, Marxism is the Socialist Workers' Party's annual Festival of Resistance, which happens around this time every year in central London, with a wide range, a wide choice of meetings, discussion and debate throughout the day, and entertainment at night. Marxism is, as you've probably gathered, named after Karl Marx, who was the author of the Communist Manifesto and Capital, perhaps better known by its German name, Das Kapital. Now, was Marx the inventor of communism? Well, actually no. There were earlier, you could call them communists, such as the Levellers and the Diggers during the English Civil War. Some Christians say that Jesus was the first communist, although preceding him was the Roman gladiator who led the slave rebellion, Spartacus. And going back right to the beginning, there's pre-class hunter-gatherer societies which were around at the very dawn of humanity, and they predated the class societies, and as a result they were egalitarian, there was no poverty and no prejudice or what have you. But back to Marx, although Marx didn't create communism, he did identify capitalism as having provided the potential for the first time in history for enough to go round, for everyone to have a decent standard of living, while at the same time recognising that capitalism could never give everyone a decent standard of living, because built into it was the creation of massive inequality leading to massive poverty for the masses and obscene wealth for a few. And another thing that Marx identified was that the ruling class is the force which can end not just capitalism, but all exploitative class society. In other words, Marx identified the working class as the one class that can lead us to communism. Now, others did follow in Marx's footsteps and built on his work and analysis, notably Lenin, who among other things created the democratic centralist model, which is used in the SWP for making decisions. There was Trotsky, who kept communism and kept the dream of the Russian Revolution going long after the Russian Revolution had decayed and Stalin had taken over. Rosa Luxemburg, who was almost alone in opposing World War One, and Tony Cliff, who was the founder of the Socialist Workers' Party, and identified the fact that Stalinism was no longer socialist or communist. It was in fact a version of state capitalism. Now, when you go to Marxism, we learn from all of these and many more, and we continue the discussion as to how we can move towards a Marxist society and get rid of capitalism. Anyway, back to the music. Here's the sound of the V Faction, and appropriately enough, Marx, My Main Man.
One book got the answers in. try. You can get it from the library. Mark's my main man, it's a mighty manifesto. Mark's my main man, it's a pocket full of joy. Mark's my main man, it's got all the angles covered. And Engels got it covered too. Financial emancipation in a world where all are free. It fills my heart with love and affection. Baby, join the family. Mark's my main man, it's a mighty manifesto. Mark's my main man, it's a pocket full of joy. Mark's my main man, it's got all the angles covered, and Engels got it covered too. Mark's my main man, it's a pocket full of joy. Mark's my main man, it's got all the angles covered, and Engels got it covered too. Say hello with the children now. Mark's my main man, it's a mighty manifesto. Mark's my main man, it's a pocket full of joy. Mark's my main man, it's got all the angles covered, Engels got it covered too. Yeah, Mark's my main man, it's a mighty manifesto. Mark's my main man, it's a pocket full of joy. Mark's my main man, it's got all the angles covered, and Engels got it covered too. Mark's my main man, it's a mighty manifesto. Mark's my main man, it's a pocket full of joy. Mark's my main man, it's got all the angles covered, and Engels got it covered too. Mark's my main man, it's a mighty manifesto. Mark's my main man, it's a bucket full of joy. Mark's my main man, it's got all the angles covered, and Engels got it covered too.
Yeah, the sound there of the V Faction, Mark's my main man. Now, for those of you already booked and already going to Marxism, well, you should by now have details of travelling there and back and where you're staying. Now, when you get there, I'd strongly advise that you collect the most up-to-date timetable, because there's always some last-minute changes, even if you've already looked through your timetable and decided what meetings you're going to. You're going to have to change your plans a little bit. Sorry about that. The up-to-date timetable is freely available from socialist worker stalls, which are dotted around all over the campus. And although there are a few meetings on Thursday afternoon, the official opening rally is in the Logan Hall in the Institute of Education at 7 p.m. Now, regarding food, each day, that's Friday, Saturday and Sunday, there will be a Chesterfield Branch picnic at around midday, or is it 1 p.m? It's after the meeting, before the dinner break. Anyway, it's during the dinner break. And also, in the evening at 5:30 p.m. On Friday and Saturday, we'll be having the picnic. And if you've got any questions as to how to find the meetings, or any questions in general about finding your way around, ask anybody in the team t-shirt. They're there to help you. Anyway, back to the music. Here's the sound of the Redskins. The power is yours.
Sort it out. Yeah. We're so polite, it makes me want to yay. Oh, we waver everything we want. Ooh. And take the nothing we already have. I'm waiting on hold for something to blow. All is within reach and it's clear as day. Yeah, that smallest move remains a mile away. So we while away, though we know a bit about it. Ooh, and it just seems we can't get round to getting round to it. And sometimes it makes me ache more than I can take. Take it now. Someone once wrote all the world a stage now. Alright, the truth comes written somewhat different on my page. I know this script's fixed from the start. 'Cause ordinary men and women only get supporting parts. And I'm waiting on hold for something to explode. Yeah, yeah. Oh, we spend our lives waiting for someone else to make.
This is Radio Resistance News, brought to you courtesy of Socialist Working Newspaper. Celebrations took place in Syntagma Square in front of the Greek Parliament and around the surrounding streets long into the night last Sunday. In a referendum watched by the world, voters gave a resounding no, or should that be ochi, to a new austerity deal proposed by the European Union and International Monetary Fund. People cheered and sang the songs of the revolt against Greece's dictatorship, along with the revolutionary song The Internationale. Millions of working class people began this week in fear as Tory Chancellor George Osborne prepared for his budget. The budget, today, will pile more misery onto ordinary people. Some of the most savage attacks will target disabled people. Osborne confirmed plans to snatch a further 12 billion quid from the welfare budget and admitted some cuts would be controversial. No shit, Sherlock. Workers leading resistance to austerity and privatisation will show union leaders what needs to be done. From Glasgow to Bromley in London, public sector workers are coordinating their strikes today, Wednesday. They will send a message that workers can resist the Tories' declaration of class war. There will be no tube services from late afternoon on Wednesday 8th of July and no tube service at all on Thursday 9th of July, Transport for London announced this week. This is due to a 24-hour walkout by all four tube workers' unions, the RMT, ASLEF, TSSA and Unite, set to begin at 6:30 p.m. today, Wednesday. The fight on the tube isn't just about Transport for London, it's about a Tory government going to war with the unions, determined to drive through cuts and privatisation. It is crucial that the union's determination continues to match that of the bosses, who are driving through their Tory agenda. Also in this week's Socialist Worker, Dundee Porters beat Bosses with all-out strike over low pay. Why the Tories' sinister clampdown will not stop terror attacks. A feature on the brutal truth of Israel's war on Gaza. And a feature on where real power lies in society and how workers have the power to challenge it. Socialist Worker will be sold throughout Marxism on stalls around the campus and at our stall in Bookmarks in the Institute of Education. Chesterfield Comrades will be selling Socialist Worker on Sunday afternoon from 3:30 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Socialist Worker is your paper.
Buy it, read it, sell it.
Yes, T. McCabe there, featuring Billy Bragg, Cockroach. Now, I've just read out the news from Socialist Worker this week. Well, there are some other publications, as well as Socialist Worker, produced by Socialist Workers' Party, which go into the news and current events in rather more detail. The first is the magazine Socialist Review, which this month has features on the coming European Union referendum, which way should we vote? What's wrong with Sigmund Freud's analysis of psychiatry? The Black Panthers and the gay movement? Unionising hotel workers? How to defend our unions against the Tories' anti-union laws? And much, much more. And if that isn't enough for you, well, there's also the International Socialist Journal, which is like a book, and that has features on British politics after the general election disaster, Greece and Syriza, the Islamic State and the counter-revolution in Iraq and Syria, Capitalism and Species Extinction, a historical feature on Rosa Luxemburg and the Berlin Workers and Soldiers Councils. And there's a wide variety of books and pamphlets available, and even some CDs, not to mention T-shirts and all sorts of merchandise, especially in the Bookmarks in the Institute of Education. So please come along and check us out, and back to the music now. At Marxism in the evening, we have entertainment. Well, last year, one of the pieces of musical entertainment in the evening was a tribute to Pete Seeger. And this next track, recorded live there, is On American Blues.
Enormous commercial success that Irene being the main one that they did. Until McCarthy Witchhunt in the mid-50s saw them blacklisted. After eventually breaking through with folk music to a mass audience, the blacklisting had begun to bite hard. The Weavers found their bookings being cancelled, first radio, then the big venues, and then even the small halls started calling up to cancel, until it seemed that no one was prepared to stand up to the Witchhunt. Pete went on performing by himself wherever he could and whenever he could, building up a regular, if poorly paying, circuit on the college campuses, schools and the summer camps. A friend said one day how he joked that these kids would become adults and then he'd be popular. And that's just what happened, of course, eventually.
Pete was finally called before the House Un-American Activities Committee, HUAC, to testify in 1955. He had to make the decision that faced all who were called. Cooperation with McCarthy was, of course, unthinkable for Pete, although some of his fellow folk singers like Burl Ives and Josh White did cooperate. Instead, he chose the more unusual First Amendment route of defiance. This was a much more dangerous and aggressive stance than pleading the Fifth, which basically involved refusing to incriminate yourself by giving testimony. That was the most common thing to do. It was like admitting you were guilty, but refusing to incriminate others. Pete was outraged at the HUAC charges and prepared to challenge it. Most of the advice he received was to take the Fifth and get on with his life.
But Pete, while he understood why others took this path, refused to concede that any of the accusations against him had any validity at all. One of his tactics was to offer to sing to the committee. To show them what he did and how unexceptionable it was, but that was unsuccessful. And he was found in contempt on 10 counts. For each count, he was given a one-year jail sentence to run concurrently. And this hung over him for years and years, through appeals, etc. And although it was eventually overturned on a technicality, he wasn't finally cleared until 1962. This is a song that the Almanacs did called Talking on American Blues. If you want to go to Washington, here's what to do. You've got to talk about peace, sing about it too. Talk to your neighbours, see what they say. Before you know it, you're on your way. Fair paid. First class. Ride in style. Before you go, you need an invitation to help Congress out in their investigation. A man comes around and knocks at your door, shows a piece of paper, says, "What for?" Subpoena. Looking for an American. Look in the mirror. Well, you brush your hair and you dress real pretty. You've got a date with the Un-American Committee. You take the stand and you go swear you in. An old man moons his way on a grin. He thinks he's got you. Now, are you now, or have you ever been, were you ever interested in? When did it start? How long did it last? Tell us all about your interesting past. Answer yes or no. Did you go to a meeting? Did you sign a petition? Did you ever hold an executive position? Did you make a speech? Did you carry a car? Did you hold a conference in your backyard? Fifth Amendment. Now they were asking questions, but we wouldn't buy it, so we decided it was time for us to try it. We added up the facts from the figures historical and asked a simple question that seems a bit rhetorical. We said, "Mr. Woods, are you now, or have you ever been a bastard?" Now I like chicken, I like duck, and I don't get to making a buck. I ain't got wings and I can't fly, but there's one bird that I won't buy, and that's a stone pigeon. I'm strictly in the market for doves of peace. So listen, all you people, if there's no doubt, if you want to be free, you gotta sing out. Sing it strong, sing it loud, sing it clear. Sing so loud those Un-Americans will hear. That's my music. Solid, with freedom beat and real gone.
Yeah, the Pete Seeger tribute at Marxism last year, talking on American blues. Now, I'd like to describe what Marxism's going to be like, but I think that the email from Marxism themselves probably sums it up rather better than I ever could. For one thing, they say they'd urge people to make every effort not to miss the opening rally, which looks set to be a fantastic start to the Marxism Festival. This is going to be at 7 p.m. on tomorrow, that's Thursday the 9th of July, the opening day of Marxism, and speakers at the rally include Panos Garganos flying in from Greece. That should be especially interesting just after the Greek people firmly said no or ochi to austerity and rejected the bailout terms. There's going to be strikers from the Glasgow Homelessness Workers, who've recently won a victory, and the National Gallery, where they're still fighting, plus Amel and Rosa from the Glasgow Girls Campaign against the deportation of refugees. Now, the full timetable is now online at www.marxismfestival.org.uk, and hard copies will be available at the event, and even if you've already got a hard copy, like I say, I'd strongly advise you pick another one up when you get there. And if you've got any accommodation questions, I don't think you will have if you've already booked, but if you have, there's the accommodation desk in the Institute of Education when you arrive at Marxism. And last but not least, there is going to be the tube strike going on, which of course is a good thing. It's good that the tube workers are standing up against their bosses' attempts to impose terrible new conditions on them, as well as a crap pay rise. But it will make things a little bit more of a headache getting into Marxism, especially if you're staying a bit further out. But there is info on the Transport for London website for alternative traveller arrangements, which is at tfl.gov.uk. That's TFL, standing for Transport for London, .gov.uk. Anyway, back to the music and staying with the theme of live music at Marxism. Also, last year there was the Banner Theatre, and they did a show, musical, call it what you will, about academies, that's privatised schools. And from that, here's What Did You Learn in School Today?
Another day has flown, my child, and what did you learn in school? What did you see? What did you hear? And how did the world treat you, my child? How did the world treat you?
I learned that Jack got the lowest grade. I learned that the world is cruel. And Marcia came top of the class. That's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school.
So, I think one of the things that's undeniable about Ofsted and the role it now plays is it introduces a level of fear into the school system. So the consequence is that people have to play something, have to play the game. And as a consequence, of course, what we did, this helps in this re-engineering of the school system.
Oh, Daddy, Daddy, tell me why Kylie's folks so poor? Why do they have so little, Dad, while some have more and more and more, while some have more and more?
The world is ill divided, well they won't teach you that at school. The poor will never get their share, while rich men make all the rules, you know. Rich rich men make all the rule.
We know that there are billions of pounds of public money, quite rightly, devoted to education, quite rightly. And there are private sector organisations that want a slice of that pie.
Why do we have so many tests? Why did I fail in maths? Does it mean I'm stupid, Dad? 'Cause I'm not top of the class today. 'Cause I'm not top of the class.
You were bright as the summer sun and fresh as the morning dew. Your mind runs free like a mountain stream. No test will ever measure you, my child. No test will measure you.
And a market is based on inequalities. That's how it functions. So it promotes particular forms of behaviour and rewards them, and it punishes others. Now, you know, we can have a debate about whether markets are the right way to produce bars of chocolate, but I think we really have to ask serious questions about whether it's the right, appropriate way to manage an education system.
Who is that man at the back of the class? Why does he look so cruel? Why do the teachers look so sad? Is something wrong at our school now, Dad? Is something wrong at our school?
The world is run by greedy men. They don't care about me and you. No room for dreams in their profit screens. There's trouble down at the school, you know. Trouble down at the school.
Both political parties over years and years and years have had a narrative of schooling being broken. If that drip, drip, drip of it's broken, it needs fixing. If that takes hold in the population, then inevitably people want to find out, well, how are you going to fix it? What is it that you're going to do?
Daddy, daddy, tell me why my teacher lost her job. What about those bankers, Dad? Who did they have to rob to get rich? Who did they have to rob?
Hold on to your questions and sleep now, little child. The world is turning upside down. Keep your eyes upon that prize, my child. Keep your eyes upon that prize.
This is Political Climate. Your weather in London for those going to Marxism. Tomorrow, Thursday, looks set to be dry and sunny. Temperature up to 22 degrees centigrade. But it's going to be muggy at night, with temperatures not dropping below about 12 degrees. Friday will be even hotter, up to 25 degrees, and staying muggy throughout Friday evening into another warm and sunny Saturday. On Sunday it's going to cool down slightly to 21 degrees, with rain at times and mostly cloudy. Coming back to Chesterfield on Monday. You'll find sunshine and showers and a maximum temperature of 19 degrees centigrade. Still pretty warm for Chesterfield, but probably feeling a bit cooler after the heat and mugginess of London. Anyway, whatever the weather. Revolutions have happened in the biting cold of Russia, right through to the burning heat of Egypt. So a revolution can happen here. and at Marxism you'll learn the ideas and tools needed to be prepared for an upturning class struggle, just as we prepared for the weather. Yeah, that was Yo Yo Mundi from the Psyo Pro CD, All Proletarians of the World. Now, this Marxism broadcast will not feature much in the way of reports of recent political events, because we don't want to steal the thunder. Yeah, I know over the past week or so there's been more than enough thunder to go round, but anyway, we don't want to steal the thunder of Marxism itself, where they'll be meetings on practically all of the current political issues, and in fact a lot of it will be straight from the horse's mouth at things like the rally, and during the meetings you'll get people speaking from the various strikes from countries like Greece, which have been in the news all sorts. But I will make one exception by reading out this report from Sheffield Unite Against Fascism on the last Saturday's Justice for the Victims of Sexual Exploitation, Don't Let the Racist Divide Us Unity Assembly and March and Demonstration here in Sheffield. Last Saturday, Sheffield stood as one, proving that the EDL's hatred and division will never succeed in dividing our city. Around 400 people joined the city centre march and rally, nearly double the turnout for the EDL's national mobilisation. Sheffield Unite Against Fascism also sends solidarity greetings to our friends in One Sheffield Many Cultures, with whom we initiated the campaign statement and rally. In the build-up to Saturday, Sheffield Unite Against Fascism and One Sheffield Many Cultures spoke with many thousands of people online, in trade union meetings, places of worship and on the streets. On the day, over 1,000 leaflets were shared with shoppers on Fargate. The Unity Rally brought together people from communities across Sheffield. The dozens of speakers demonstrated the passion and determination of political parties, faith groups, trade unions and community groups to oppose the attempt by the racist EDL to use the crime of sexual exploitation to further their cynical and self-serving agenda and attacks on Muslims. Speaker after speaker highlighted how Sheffield is a great city, in no small part due to its diversity, and why we must also oppose the scapegoating of any community for the crimes of a small minority. As Louise Hay MP said, "It's the politics of division that has brought the EDL here today." She reminded people that in Sheffield we don't tolerate diversity, we celebrate it. Paul Blomfield MP said, "The EDL should listen to the victims of child exploitation who've asked them not to demonstrate." In looking to the future, he also emphasised that we should challenge the rising tide of Islamophobia. Mike Fitter from the Faith Leaders Group said, "The EDL's project is to spread fear and hatred. We need to stand in solidarity." Councillor Nasima Akma echoed the sentiments of many about the importance of being present in the city centre when she said, "I'm sending a message to the EDL today. I'm here, I'm outside and I'm not scared." Jen Bush from DPAC, that's Disabled People Against Cuts, summed up the atmosphere of an inspiring day when she said, "Sheffield is the happiest city in Britain because everyone is welcome." Many speakers highlighted how the EDL is a symptom of the legitimisation of racism by far too many politicians and sections of the media. Paul Scarrett from Sheffield Unite Against Fascism said, "We must consistently oppose the government's whipping up Islamophobia and its demonisation of Muslims." The rally also received messages of support from Harry Hartham MP, Clive Betts MP, Linda McCavan MEP and Tim Roche, Regional Secretary of the GMB Union. "More than ever, after Saturday, we can say with certainty that multicultural, multi-faith Sheffield will never be divided by the racist EDL or any other fascist outfit." Well, I was there, and I really couldn't have put it better myself. And now back to the music along anti-fascist lines from the Anti-Nazi League's Never Again CD back in the 90s. Tom Robinson Band. We Didn't Know What Was Going On. Yeah, sound there of the Tom Robinson Band. We Didn't Know What Was Going On. And now we're coming back to Chesterfield after Marxism. There's two events which I'd like to give a plug to. The first one being on the Monday after Marxism, namely Monday the 13th of July at 7:15 p.m. There'll be a meeting in the Chesterfield Labour Club on Saltergate to set up a North Derbyshire People's Assembly. The guest speaker will be Bill Greenshields, who has been active in organising with the People's Assembly in the Derby area. The meeting will be taking place shortly after the Chancellor's budget today, and so will be an opportunity for people across the area to discuss how we respond and what can be done in the future. And then, on Thursday the 16th and Friday the 17th of July, members of the Bakers Union BFAWU at Gunston's Bakery in Dronfield will be taking a further 48 hours of strike action in their long-running dispute with the Two Sisters Company after the company's attempt to deny a pay rise and force workers onto new contracts of employment with worse terms and conditions. This is a key dispute in the food industry to resist the race to the bottom. There will be 24-hour picket lines from 6:30 a.m. on Thursday 16th, and the BFAWU is calling on the trade union movement to show maximum support and solidarity. So there you have it. And now back to the music. Here's the sound of Steve White and the Protest Family, track entitled Which Side Are You On?
Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Of austerity, of economic plan. They want to turn the working man against the working man. Which side are you on? 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 Hospitals, selling off the schools, selling what was held in common, taking us for fools. Which side are you on? 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 Don't listen to their lies. Us poor folk ain't got a chance unless we organise. Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
On the side of the strikers, the side of the bloggers, the protest songwriters, on the side of the disabled, fighting against battles, on the side of the worker, not the side of the boss, I'm on the side of the sick, the benefits claimants, the folk who can't make their Wonga repayments, on the side of the kids, on 0 hours contracts, on the side of council workers, who had their jobs axed, on the side of Uncut, I'm on the side of Occupy. It's rich against poor if you just open your eyes. Some people say a change is gonna come, so ask yourself, which side are you on?
Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Yes, Steve White and Protest Family, which side are you on? Well, I've mentioned how on Thursday the Marxism 2015 kicks off with the opening rally, but there's loads and loads of interesting meetings, some of which are very not just interesting but topical, and have a lot of information in them which we'll need to know, especially the way things are. I'll start with Friday. On Friday morning, there's Immigration, the Myths They Use to Divide Us, is one of many meetings, and that is especially important, what with the government being hell-bent on attacking immigrants, and even saying that people who work allegedly illegally are likely to have their wages seized as illegal earnings. On Friday afternoon, there's How Should Socialists Vote in the EU Referendum. That's likely to be a very contentious meeting, but again, with the referendum set for 2017, it's one that we really need to know the issues of. Friday evening, Islamophobia, the Othering of Britain's Muslims. Well, after the EDL visiting Sheffield on Saturday gone, need I really say more? So, on to Saturday. Saturday morning, there's Has There Always Been Disability? Sounds like a stupid question, but actually there's going to be a very interesting answer to that. Saturday afternoon, Where Next for the Left in Scotland, after the Scottish referendum on independence. Saturday evening, there's Race, Racism and Resistance. Again, we're back to Sheffield, or rather Rotherham in this particular case. On Sunday morning, there's Why Does Child Abuse Happen? Likewise, there's Russia from workers' power to state capitalism. One question we're always asked, or one point that's always brought up, is the fact that after the Russian Revolution of 1917, it seemed to revert to the heavily repressive Stalinist system. If you go to that meeting, you'll find out why and how we can stop that happening again. Sunday afternoon, there's Greece Keeping the Hope for Change Alive. Now, after the Greek no vote to austerity, I'd say that should be very interesting indeed. So, whatever meetings you decide to go to, hope to see you all at Marxism, and for now, I'm going to sign off with, as Marxism starts and ends with the Internationale, well, so does this Marxism special broadcast of Radio Resistance Chesterfield. I'm going to end with this rendition of the Internationale by Tony Babano.
Arise, ye workers from your slumber. Arise, ye prisoners of want. That's right. For reason in revolt now thunder. Chains of hatred, greed, and fear. Ha ha! Away with all your superstitions. Serve our masses. Arise, arise. We'll change henceforth the old tradition. Just to win the prize. So comrades, come on and rally. Then the last fight, let us face. The International unites the whole darn human race. So comrades, come on, let's go rally. And the last fight, let us face. The International unites the whole darn human race. No more deluded by reaction. On tyrants only we'll make war. The soldiers too will take strike action. They'll break ranks and fight no more. And if those cannibals keep trying to sacrifice us to their pride, each at the forge must do their duty. And we'll strike while the iron is hot. come on, let's go rally. And the last fight, let us face. The international unites the whole beautiful human race. So comrades, come on, let's go rally. Ha! And the last fight, let us face. The international unites the whole